by Liquid Zeolite today.
Kate Delaney back as a skipper, navigating through some rough water, coast to coast, and all of those ports in between. Okay, you want to talk about rough? Let's have the discussion about contraception and the government forcing, essentially, some of these religious organizations to pay for it. Did they not realize, and I don't think so, that this was part of the new health care law? It just hasn't kicked all the way into effect yet. In fact, if more was known about what was coming down the pike with the affordable health care law, then this wouldn't be such a big surprise to people like the Catholic Charities. But it's not just the Catholics. The Catholics, especially, they keep coming up in this new argument, but it's other religious organizations as well. Kathleen Sebelius says, okay, well, you know what? Here's the thing. We put this in play, and we're letting you know, reminding you, that this kicks in. You have to do it by 2013. So plenty of Democrats and definitely Republicans are on the war path to repeal this part of the health care law. Now, this is another thing that's being talked about. Here's the Speaker of the House, who rarely jumps up on the floor in the middle of the week and has something like this to say.
If the president does not reverse the department's attack on religious freedom, then the Congress, acting on behalf of the American people and the Constitution that we're sworn to uphold and defend, must.
All right, so here we go again with the Constitution. You know already a couple of things are being challenged at the Supreme Court level. In fact, America Tonight's going to be in Washington, D.C. for the Supreme Court oral arguments at the end of March. We'll be broadcasting from there again as that happens. In fact, across the street from the Supreme Court. Well, President Obama and the people in the White House are trying to deflect some of what now has happened. And what the White House is saying, we're very sensitive and understand some of the concerns that have been expressed. The president takes the concerns very seriously, and the president is aware of, I'm just throwing out things that were said earlier in the day from the White House, he's very aware of, engaged in the issue. Here's the deal. The religious institutions that are opposed to contraception now are going to be forced, the way the mandate reads, to cover the cost. They're going to have to do that. So Catholic Charities and universities and hospitals object to that. They object to contraception, meaning pills, whatever, and sterilization and other, like, day-after pills to cover, I guess, part of the services. They don't want to have to pay for it, and they don't want to have to pay for it, certainly. So I think that this is going to be a little bit of a fight, much more than the White House could have thought. And part of this is because people didn't really, I don't think, in the 800 pages, realize some of the stuff that was in there. So this is another thorny, thorny issue. And really what they're saying is that it's no more strict than many states already have, that they already have this. But I don't think it's going to go down this way. I think this is going to get nasty, absolutely. They're defending the birth control policy, but there are organizations who do not feel that it's right that they should have to pay for this. So here's my question to all of you. It's definitely not forcing contraception on people, but to offer it to them as part of medical costs. So it would be paid for, the $25, whatever it is, that they would have to pay for. I keep thinking pills, but whatever contraception methods are available. So is this infringing? I mean, think about this. In your world, in all honesty, do you think this infringes on religious freedom. So it's not being forced on you, but it's being offered. It's being paid for. So if you are a religious group and you employ women, then that would have to be covered. I mean, on the Catholic side of it, there really is no way to stretch that any other way. You know, that's the thing. There isn't any way to do that. Some people think that it's an attack on religious freedom by the far right wing fanatics who think they have the right to choose for others. Somebody sent me this exact email. That would be Bill in Vermont. He says they should stay out of business and stick to preaching. Evangelicals are not happy about this either. So what do you say? Is it an attack on religious freedom or not? I think it's an interesting discussion either way. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let me flesh this out a little bit more, too. Coming up on America Tonight, certainly there are other things that we're going to talk about. We have fruits and nuts. Boy, there is some crazy stuff coming down the pike here in the United States that I can't believe we're even talking about, but I'm gonna let you hear it. So fruits and nuts this hour. Plus, we're going to mix it up as well in a couple of other directions and take you to the Middle East and talk about some of the things that we've learned in the Middle East, including this trumped-up nonsense of some of these Americans who were on a mission to help with democratic issues, who are now going to be tried in Egypt. Are you kidding me? There's not even a government in place. The military is in play right now, waiting to see what happens in the June elections. See, everybody was talking about Egypt. Oh, Egypt, we got to help, and we're going to help with the situation there, and the people want freedom, and they want democracy. Baloney. They're not getting democracy. That's my big, bad, bold prediction. I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go on a big limb and say they're not going to get it because that's not the way it's looking at all to me. Besides that, we've got some more controversy, what I would call the outrage of the day that includes what's now happened with this ATF agent in this shooting. It's making big news in the Northeast. You might not have heard this story or not, but what happened is something that popped up on a prosecutor's website talking about a pharmacist's version of a friendly fire shooting death of a federal agent during a New Year's Eve robbery is different than one that was initially thrown up by an attorney for the retired police lieutenant who fired the fatal shot. Oh, controversy in Garden City, but it's worth exploring this, and I'm going to tell you why when we come back on America Tonight. We have some other odds and ends, too, along the way that will tie in. I'm excited. So buckle up, get ready to throw in your 2 cents on this overnight highway. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Jump into the middle of this mash pit, if you will, or the mosh pit, as it formerly is called in some areas. And I happen to read a great column today that I picked up in the USA Today that talked about, you know, this whole idea of the requirement of contraception, that option for insurance plans that you would have to pay for it under our new health care law in the United States. So is this a battle over birth control that is used by, and I'm just talking about the U.S., 98% of women at some time in their lives? Is this a government invasion into the rights of religious organizations to live by what they teach, what the teachings are? Would you be surprised to know that of the Catholics, 58% of all Catholics agree employers should be required to provide their employees with health care plans that cover contraception? So Catholics have changed. They may say one thing in the pews, or they may be pushing what was rhythm methods or other things, but that's not the reality of the world today. 61% of religiously unaffiliated Americans say employer plans should cover contraception. 50% of white mainline Protestants want the coverage, 50%. However, for evangelical Protestants, it drops to 38%. 38%. Mostly women agree, more likely to agree than men, that employers should be required to provide health care plans that cover contraception. That's 62% to 47%. How about that? A majority of others, though, a majority of voters, including a majority of Catholics, don't believe that Catholic hospitals and universities should be exempt from providing the benefit. How about that? I mean, I could go on and on. There's all kinds of numbers. That's why I really said it's the mash pit instead of the mosh pit. But there have been some heated discussions. I like to say that America Tonight is the buzz in your backyard. And this is the buzz. People are definitely throwing in on whether or not religious organizations should just be completely exempt from this. Why should they have to pay for this? Because that would be covered by the insurance. They're not saying whatever you do with the birth control, it's not about that, but that the cost isn't covered by insurance. Right now, that's the way it is for a lot of plans. It's not covered, period. Forget about religious organizations, just in general. Now, the new health law is saying that it's completely covered. All right, so let's move to some of your thoughts on this. This is interesting stuff. 800-259-5791, because guess what? It affects a lot of people listening. It does. John in Quebec. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What say you?
Hi, Kate. It's the mosh pit. Is that what you called it earlier?
Yes, yes, exactly.
I'm just to clarify a little bit. Does that also include abortion, which is a pretty expensive procedure?
It includes some of that, yes. That's where some of the controversy is coming. Like with the day after pill, the morning after pill, rather.
Right.
That's would certainly, anybody from the Catholic religion, that would be such a no.
Sure.
So, yes, it would include that, absolutely.
Yeah, well, the sexy argument always comes from the religious point of view, and I just find those get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either you are very, you know, totally religious and look down upon that, or you're more liberal-minded and you don't mind it. But if you look at it from a different point of view, in that if you're allowing the government to take care of something for you, you won't pay for it now, but it's a built-in. I mean, it doesn't come for free. It has to come from somewhere. So, you know, if you look at it from that standpoint, I mean, I live here in Canada, and we have health care, national health care, and slowly over time, things have been started. Initially, you know, things like eye exams, for instance, they were covered. Well, a couple of years ago, we had to start paying for them. You know, slowly things start getting left off the curb, and then it just becomes too costly. So why give the government the power, you know, the power to the government to take care of things that you may or may not use or want? I'd look at it from that standpoint. I mean, government is not the answer. It's the problem.
Hey, listen, I agree with you. I'm about smaller government and less regulation because I see what happens, how we get caught in the cog of it all. And you just, John, gave us a brilliant example in your own country. See, here's what happens, and then eventually here's what erodes. And that I agree. That's what I would see happening in the United States, and I've already seen it. I've seen what happens if we even get away from this issue on to other issues. I've seen what happens. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. Great call, John.
Thanks.
Don't be a stranger. Call us again. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good, man. It's shaking.
this has really got me appalled. I'll tell you what. I can still picture Nancy Pelosi holding this thing up, going, "You got to pass it before you know what's in it."
Yes,
and
800 pages.
Yeah. Well, and of course, Congress and Senate are exempt from that bill. But what happened to separation of church and state? You know, this is just more government forcing it down our necks. They want control of every aspect of your life. This socialist in the White House, I'm telling you, he's overreaching his boundaries. He's already admitted on camera in front of reporters and everything that he would like to do more, but the Constitution gets in the way. If there was ways around, if he could do things without Congress, he would. If he would do things without the Constitution, he would. He's already said all this, and this is just one more aspect of it. Thankfully, I live in Tennessee. We are exempt from the Obama bill in the state of Tennessee. That has already been issued. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but the state of Tennessee, Tennessee is exempt from.
Yeah.
But And everybody looks at it like, well, you know, the Constitution, he won't find a way around it, but he already has in some aspects. I mean, look at what they can do now. They can just come and take you away for no reason and hold you indefinitely without charges. That to me is unconstitutional.
Yeah, I agree.
But for the Obama administration to be able to, tell church organizations or religions what they can and can't do. When are the American people going to wake up and just draw a line in the sand and say enough? You know, I'm so fed up. Every time I hear him open his mouth and say, "Let me be clear," it just makes me sick. You know, I don't know. But,
I like that. Let me be clear. That's the trip. That tripped your switch. Oh, he said, "Let me be clear. I'm out of here." Jay, thanks. We lost you there at the tail end. But, listen, I'll say this thing about the Obama administration. The most liberal person I know, that covers the White House at least a couple of times a week says, you know, we knew we were in trouble when they said they were transparent, because guess what? They haven't been transparent whatsoever. And part of the deal is that people don't realize what's in this is exactly what we're talking about, that first of all, there was 800 pages of this. There was so much in there that people would call the show and say, I can remember Izzy in Missouri saying, well, I'm halfway through it, or people were reading it. And we know that the people who voted on it didn't read the whole thing. There were arguments. There were, I mean, of course, galore, the town halls. That's when everything erupted, because people were so sick of having this thrown out at the last second, it seemed, and being thrown down everybody's throat. I mean, that's the problem. Jack had an interesting thing to say, and I'm talking about the Catholics or Mormons, and you know, think of any religious organization. But one of the things that he says is in the Muslim religion, they don't believe in birth control. So are they going to be forced to follow the law? Wouldn't that be a double standard if we showed a different thing to the Muslim faith? If we showed that them a different card versus on what everybody else has to deal with, and maybe someone just hasn't really thought about that. But I would say they're not exempt, because they're going to have to pay too. We're talking about Iran next. Stay with us.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Iran now for a very long time on the show. I think since, actually, I came on the air 5 years ago. Now the clock is truly ticking on the acquisition of a nuclear weapon for that country. And what are we doing? What are we doing in the midst of all of this? The president says Israel hasn't decided on whether it's going to strike Iran or not. But as I said, the big shocking thing over a week ago that a lot of people just didn't seem to cover, now they are, is what the defense secretary said, Leon Panetta, when he told reporters that there's a very good likelihood that Israel will attack Iran in the spring. In fact, he was specific. He said, oh, you know, we'll probably see maybe April, May. And that's what I thought was amazing to hear him say that. So, welcoming to this show, we are very pleased to have him with us. We have our welcoming committee in the virtual green room, so we're going to ask him to put down that expensive latte. Investigative journalist and historian Gareth Porter, who has written a piece on this called A Dangerous Game on Iran. Gareth, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Good evening, Tig. Thanks for having me on your show.
Did you like that marching band that we had in the hallway?
That virtual marching band, yes, but maybe a bit loud.
A bit loud. Well, speaking of loud, were you surprised when you heard what Leon Panetta had to say? Were you surprised? And it kind of was like a dull thud, and then suddenly everybody picked it back up again.
Well, surprise would not exactly express how I reacted to it. As an investigative journalist, I'm always expecting people to do strange things and then to try to have to understand and to explain it. And that's what I did in this piece that you referred to. In fact, what I found out as I looked into it was that what's really going on here is not so much that the Secretary of Defense is suddenly afraid that Netanyahu is considering an attack on Iran in the next few months, that is before June. He talked about April through June as the time frame. I am convinced, for a variety of reasons, which I'll try to explain very quickly, that what's really going on is that basically the secretary was trying to use the huge brouhaha about the threat of an attack from Israel to try to put diplomatic pressure on Iran. And I'll tell you why at this particular moment he wanted to do that. There are two sets of sanctions in the offing against Iran, which are particularly acute in the sense that they would threaten, if they are effective, would threaten the economy of Iran much more than any previous set any previous round of sanctions. That's the sanctions on the oil sector, of course, and they are from the European Union and from the United States. The United States, of course, not directly purchasing oil from Iran, but sanctioning other countries who do purchase oil from Iran, and the European Union actually talking about cutting off their contracts for purchasing crude oil from Iran. Now, the point about both of those sets of sanctions is that they don't go into effect for another 6 months. You do the math. That's the end of June.
Yeah.
And so what's happening here is that what the Secretary of Defense was doing was saying, hey, the Israelis are planning, you know, it looks like they're planning an attack between April and June. And so, we're really worried about that. The premise of that, of course, is that the Iranians ought to be worried about it, too. And what they're hoping is that this will have some effect on Iran going to the table to talk with the United States in particular and other Western allies in the next few months. And the reason, of course, is because the Obama administration really needs to get out of this crisis without a war and, of course, needs to convince the American people that it's tough on Iran and they can be successful through these threatened sanctions. So that's really, I think, what's happening. And the reason that I don't think it's because of real fear that there's going to be an attack in April, May, or June is that, in fact, the defense secretary, defense minister of Israel, was quite explicit in saying that it could be any time over the next year, basically. This was last November he said this. He refused to be pinned down. He certainly didn't say that we're thinking about April, May, or June. And he implied that it would be more likely the second half of the year. So it was clear to me that there was some degree of deception here really being used by the secretary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well put. Very eloquently put. I think that you tied up a lot of the pieces for us. What does your gut, because as you said, you're an investigative reporter. You've done this for a long time. People can read you all over the place, but certainly on the Huffington Post. And when you dive into something like this and you go back and you dig up what's happened in the past and you mention it with the sanctions that haven't hit their mark, this time it's a whole different game. What does your gut tell you? Do you think that there really is going to be discussion here?
Well, there's no doubt that there are going to be more discussions. This is something that I think is almost inevitable. The Iranians have signaled that they're ready to talk. They've actually been ready to talk since a year ago, January. A year ago this past month. But of course, the Obama administration was very coy about talking to the Iranians this past year. And they were, I think, more concerned about projecting a strong position for domestic politics. And then, of course, you had the big October kerfuffle about an alleged terror plot by Iran, which I have to tell you, I have a very great skepticism that that was real, that there really was a terror plot. But we can get into that later if you want. But I'll move on. So the point is that really discussions about the Iranian nuclear program and other potential issues have essentially been put off for more than a year because of political reasons, essentially. And so I think now the Iranians are calling for it. I think Obama clearly believes that it's necessary to have some negotiations with Iran. Whether the U.S. now is prepared to be more flexible in its position is another question. I mean, the real question is whether the U.S. wants to do a deal badly enough that is prepared to stop demanding completely a complete cessation of all uranium enrichment by Iran. I mean, they're not going to get that. It's just, it's clear that Iran's not going to agree. People have to understand that the Iranian nuclear program is enormously popular in Iran. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about these people who are in the streets or the people who don't protest against the administration of Ahmadinejad. The fact is that an overwhelming majority support the right of Iran to enrich uranium. They regard it as a major international right which the United States and other countries are trying to deprive them of, and that's the way the issue is being defined in Iran. And I also should add, by a number of other countries which are not, of course, nuclear countries themselves, do not have nuclear weapons themselves, but believe that there's a lot of unfairness in the way the system in the world is set up now between nuclear powers and non-nuclear powers.
Yeah. I do a 4-hour show every night. I could do probably a week and a half on that subject alone, Gareth,
yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
So my point, Kate, is that I think you can expect that there will be discussion, but there's such an uphill climb from where we have been and where we are now to getting anywhere close to having an agreement that I have to be quite honest and say that I'm very pessimistic that they're going to reach an agreement.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the terror plot, because we're talking about last October, the FBI and the DEA agents
right.
who disrupted supposedly this plot to, commit a terrorist act in the United States and the assassination on U.S. soil. And, you know, ultimately what happened, it was strange, and it blew up all of a sudden. There was this big news conference,
yeah.
And then poof, it's gone. And this was,
gone.
You know, after the anniversary, a month after the anniversary, a couple months after the anniversary of 9/11. So what was the scoop on that? It was a plot to assassinate supposedly one of Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States by blowing him up inside a restaurant in D.C.
That's what the Justice Department and the FBI were claiming. I have read very, very carefully the FBI affidavit, which is about 24, 23 pages long, very, dense with footnotes and so forth. And I have to tell you that there are enormous parts of the story of what actually happened that are simply not, that are missing from this. It's very clear that there was much more to what was going on in these meetings between this Texas Iranian American auto dealer, a failed auto dealer, and a DEA informant who was supposedly a member of a Mexican drug cartel. In fact, it now appears that he is in fact a member of a Mexican drug cartel who has a deal with the DEA and the FBI to be an informant and to basically, sort of catch people who are interested in drug deals on behalf of the U.S. DEA. But in any case, I think, I'll give you the short answer. I think what really was going on there was that some Iranians wanted to pass the message to the United States, to Saudi Arabia, and to Israel that if Iran is attacked, as the Israelis are threatening to do, and by the way, there are these rumors that the Saudis would turn their head the other way and allow the Israelis to use their airspace to get to Iran, that if that were to happen, the Iranians would be prepared to carry out some actions right on American soil again.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Speaking of another one bites the dust, I promised a little fruits and nuts. We're going to have some fun with this segment. You know, what kind of nut who is sporting measles goes to the Super Bowl, especially the village that was set up in Indianapolis, and exposes all the people around them to the measles? You know when you have the measles, you know you're super contagious. The Indiana State Department of Health is now alerting everyone and their brother about the possibility, geez, if you were there, you might get them. They're talking to people in New York and Massachusetts and everywhere else in between that they can think of, but you don't know how many people were in the village and who was there. 200,000 potential people with the measles. Well, that would be bad. The infected person didn't go into the NFL experience at the Indiana Convention Center. So anybody who just went to that part of Indianapolis, they went to the inside tents and did that experience deal, you're okay. But if you were exposed in the village, you could be coming down with the measles. There's a good potential for outbreak there. And already a couple of cases have popped up. And they think that many more are going to pop up. If you haven't had them before, you know what the measles are like. Sneeze, cough, rash, fever, runny nose, all that kind of stuff. You know, it is a serious thing, though. Some people end up dying from the measles. It kills worldwide, although it is a small amount, 200,000. I would not be happy if I spent XYZ amount of money, went to the Super Bowl, went to this village, happened to be there the same time this fool that had the measles was there, and I contracted the measles. What are the odds? And it would knock you out. I mean, you talk about not working. How do you work with the measles? The answer is it'd be pretty tough, especially if you're going into an office because of the symptoms you have. Be hard to be able to get through it. You're knocked out for a while. My oh my. So that's a nut. Here's another nutty thing that makes no sense to me. Now, some of you won't agree with this. When you go to the beach, do you just want to lay in the sand, dig a hole to China? That's what we were always told we were doing. I think my mother just wanted to get us out of the way. Just go keep digging a hole to China. Or, you know, ride the waves, whatever it is you do on the beach. But I think part of the fun is to have a catch, throw a football, all that kind of stuff. Now, granted, there are some people that will get close to you with a football and kick sand up in your face because they're rude and don't realize they should be in a deeper part of the beach. But in California, in Los Angeles, they're tired of it, I guess. They're saying, leave your frisbees and your footballs and all that other stuff back at your house. Because if you're caught throwing a frisbee, that is a $1,000 fine. $1,000. Any beach in Los Angeles County. Anything. Other than a beach ball, there's always exceptions, right? You can use a beach ball or a volley ball. But other than that, no, you cannot do it. Look at all the toss games there are. Very few exceptions unless it is a designated area. Oh, that's exactly what will happen. You know what's going to happen? People are going to go there, think that they can do what they normally do, and they're going to get fined $1,000. I guess what's happened in the past is what I said. People kicking people in, you know, sand into people's faces or whatever. But I think it's nutty. I think that's a nutty thing. This is the beach. Now we have too many rules for the beach. I'm going to say thumbs down on that. Sometimes you just got to be able to communicate. And if somebody was getting the frisbee too close or the football or whatever, you just tell them, move down the beach. Do us a favor. There's a bunch of families here. Or we're laying out. Look at how many people are on the beach today. Or, you know, whatever it might be. But having more regulations in place and telling people more don'ts. You can't do this at the beach. You can't do that at the beach. They're taking all the fun out of it. This is kind of a nutty thing that happened thanks to a maid and the former head of the International Monetary Fund, who got in trouble because of a maid saying she was raped, attacked by him. Large New York hotels are now going to arm their housekeepers and staff, not with guns, but with panic buttons. So if there's trouble, they can get help. If they have to go into a guest room, that even means waiters or mini bar attendants or people who are taking, you know, the porter taking your luggage up, whatever, they're going to have panic buttons. And this is definitely because of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the monetary fund chief, who was accused of assaulting that maid in the Sofitel in New York last May. The charges were eventually dropped. But this is why I think they're doing this. They're saying, oh, no. We've been discussing this for a while. Baloney. I don't think they've been discussing it for a while. But this is now going to be part of a requirement in a contract between the hotel association and the unions. So they have to be given them so they can activate them and there could be a response. So can you imagine that? The maid comes in. Don't get near me. I've got the panic button. Don't even try it. Don't even say hello. I may not take that in the right way. Just leave me alone. don't come near, because the chances are I could press this thing and they will be up here and handcuffing you before you can say, boo! seems pretty strange to me, a little bit nutty. However, if really these silly things were happening to, and that wasn't silly, the sexual assault is terrible, but all these other things that they've talked about that have been a problem for maids going into rooms and people saying and doing inappropriate things to them, well, by all means, I guess you have to figure out a way to counteract that. And so I guess it's a panic button. What else are you going to do? Install mani cams in the suites. Just so you know, we are videotaping you in case something inappropriate is happening in that room. All right, this would be upsetting. I love sauerkraut. You like sauerkraut? A lot of people don't like sauerkraut. In fact, every man I've dated or married didn't like sauerkraut. Maybe that was a big sign for me, and I just ignored it, because I love sauerkraut. I do. I love sauerkraut on hot dogs and, you know, other things that you eat, whether it's with a pork chop or whatever. Well, piles of sauerkraut, not welcomed, tumbled out of a truck on a busy German highway and pretty much froze to the Autobahn surface. So you can imagine the massive traffic jam that happened near Frankfurt. And this was during the rush hour. There were hundreds and hundreds of packages of the famous German pickled cabbage delicacy that crashed into another car right before dawn. And that sent the contents all over the highway, because that's what they were hauling, so people couldn't get around it because there was so much of it. Doesn't that sound like such a brutal excuse, though? Geez, I'm late for the meeting. You know, the meeting that we were having this morning, the second we walked in the door, sauerkraut is all over the highway. It's blocking the highway. As soon as I get around this sauerkraut, I promise you I'll be in. Before you can say wiener schnitzel, I will be there. I haven't had too many. I'm sure some of you can that are truckers, but even the rest of you listening who are third shifters, say it loud and proud, have stories of things that have fallen in the roadway that you swerved around or saw in the road. The strangest thing that happened to me probably was a mattress, and I'm lucky I avoided that. And I think it fell off the truck, and I was probably a couple of cars behind. And I saw like two cars, I want to say. It was going down 75 in Dallas where the mattress flew off of something. And, man, I just made that right turn in just enough time, and there was nobody around me. They were further enough back, so I got really, really lucky. Hey, as always, if you want to throw in your 2 cents off air, you know how to get a hold of me. AmericaTonight.net. Just click on that email and bada bing, my friends, you are in.